Martyr Day, the Torah Way, Northwest London. Friday, 17th of Adar, 10th of March, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Shimon Shlita. Keturis, hands on. This week's Torah, the sponsor, Lina Nishmas Moras, Esther Brocha, Pastor Ari Olea Shalom Rav, Christmas. The outside was last Sunday, and also joined by family Wiesenfeld, Lina Nishmas Moras, Yenta Bas, Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchok HaKohen Olea Shalom, whose Shloshim was on Shushan Purim.
Shkayach, first of all, for the Rav. Thank you very much for the introduction. And I would like just to go straight to the subject. First, to define the, in the Pasuk, where do we find the Yud Aleph Sammani, the 11 incense that the composition is the Keteres. And the Keteres themselves are very nebulous. We have only four that are explicit in the Pasuk, and we have a drasha in Kritut, Masechet Kritut, Daf Vav, Amud Aleph, Amud Beis. And there is two ways, matter of fact, Shemeshan doesn't have it clearly, but there is two ways to darshan. The first one from Rabbi Yochanan, Kach Lecha Samim, which Samim? Two. Then, Natar Shchelet Vechelbono, let's make five. Samim, let's double it, so we'll be ten. And Levana Zaka. And you have your 11. However, there is a midrash that the Malbim brings back. It's an, we just have the parsha before. There is a smichud between Shem and Amishra in the beginning of the parasha of Kitzisa. And right away, the next parasha is the Ktoires. So, kach lecha samim is vata, kach lecha besamim rosh. Kach lecha samim is the four that we have. Mordoror, boisem, kinamon boisem, and until the kida. Then after that, natav, shchelet, chelbono. Then samim, it should be a repetition of the three, and we don't know from where we're going to find them. So we have four, three, three, it's ten. And Levona Zaka, everybody is putting it as the 11th. So this is the Seder. So we're going to present what are each one. The Rambam is working very hard in the Yad HaZaka and also in the Pirush HaMishnah Yud Benegat Kida. The Rambam, the Ravad, and the Rashi, of course. Each one, and this is the first concept as introduction that I want to give, is Isk Toires, plants, roots, herbs, sap, samim is srafim, yeah? We know that the word sam is something, it's an ointment, and is a sraf. Or it can come from any aromatic source, being even from animals. So le dat Rambam, you know very well, no problem. Le dat Ramban, no problem. Where is the machlokes? My machlokes is in Maaser Sheni. What is Gidule Karka? Because the Mishnah says, if you say, Nataf, Gidule Aetz, Shchelet, why do we say Shchelet? Lahavi Gidule Karka. What's Gidule Karka? Let's see in Maaser Sheni, when we appointed the Maaser Sheni in your house, and you come to Yerushalayim, you can be Mebazbez, the money of Maaser Sheni, I'll not only on the same thing that you were poide, but on Gidule Karka. What's Gidule Karka? Anything that earth gives. Cows, sheep, everything. Chutz mimayim v'melach. So that Rambam, he learned the Gemara, Gidule Karka. The Shchelet is something that is not a plant. However, we see that Rashi right away said that Shchelet, it's a long root that is black. So he's learning between etz mamash, and gidule karka, something that grow on the lower level, like herbs or plants. And we're going to have that even with the Ravad. So let's go first, slowly, the data malbim. I prefer the data malbim because it's more as an introduction. So we have, first of all, the limud from the Shemen Amishra, and we have like that, mordror. Mordror is chayamushka, yeah? It's the Ramban, it's a little efer, a little ofera yalim, a little shepsele that lives in Himalaya until, of course, They were all killed in 1956 for economic reasons when India was looking for its independence, because it was a very big source of economic. The kill, I think, close to it. Hunting was 1,500 FM was killed this year. At the present time, we don't have. It's impossible. We don't know, per se, the smell of musk. It's called musk. So everything that you have musk is just... There is musk in... still in China and in north south of Russia, but the milk is it's a milk, so they press the gonade. Above the gonade, it's a sack of hormones that are above the gonade by the scharim when they are young. But it's a milk. It's not and it's not strong. It's not at all the same smell that what I receive from Mr. Sasson, East 14th Street in Manhattan. He still have an inclusion of two. And it looks like big walnut, and there is an opening, and there is the sudation is black already, and that is marking his territorial section, and also because he wants to have his family, so he's building a territorial section by living, and that's why it's called Mordor. We want the original, not the one that you can take from the trees, the small pieces, but the Mordor. That's called Mordor, and that's the data Ramban. Right away, of course, the Ravad comes and says it's impossible that you put a dam, tame. So why first dam? There's no dam. It's a tzibur of sudation, and the animal is completely kosher. It's a tzvi. It's a ayal. The reason is because there is another chaya called civet, C-I-V-E-T-T-E. That is like a cat, and gives also a sudation. Now, this sudation, of course, they press on the gland, also on the same level, on the belly section of the, and they press, and there is some blood going out as well. So it's because the extraction is by force. We have some. So of course, he said that's impossible. Of course. However, he goes back right away, and he said no, the Mordor is Mira. Mira, it's a plant, Botswana, that this is easy to get, very easy to get. It's the family from the Levonazaka also. And it's a resin, you can, if you want, you can put it. I think they asked me not to burn it, you can put it on. And it's a comifera, that means it's a balsamic aromatic. So that is the Mordor. We cover, I think, all the option of the Mordor. If you say that Gidule Karka are only plants, that is a root. If you say Gidule Karka can be an animal, so we have it. La Hafuke, anything that is tame, we agree for it. No, Kinamot Boisem. The Kinamot Boisem is... So it's the Kinamot, of course, like we have. So it's a bark of a tree that I think that everybody... more or less no, because it's the cinnamon. However, not everybody agree, and the kinamon bosen mean that it's something that is a certain kiluf. We're going to see, because the kne bosen can be also the kilufa. So we're going to see here there is a change. But let's say kinamon bosen, simple, is the kinamon. How many kinamon you have? You know that you have the cassia, the very thick one, and you have the thin one. That is a better quality, and that's the one that we call kinamon. So, same thing, we have it here. This is the component of the Shemen HaMishra. Then you have the Kne Bosem. We're not going to go in the discussion of Rabbi Hari Kaplan if Kne Bosem is the cannabis. Well, no, it's nothing to do with it because it has no smell. It's elm, but nothing to do with this. But he brings it as easy. So that's called Eldrira. It's the red one, because the plant, like a Rambam present, has three stems going out, and the middle one is very red. So that is the one that is presented. Some, because it's a kilufa, so there's a kilufa, the knebosem, they present it to be the mace, what goes around the nutmeg. The nutmeg is a little pear, so it's the green. Inside, he has a vascularization of the mace, that is very odoriferent. We don't use it here, but in West Indies they use it very clearly. And the nutmeg is the inside of it. So some people present it from the modern Khokrim to be the mace. And the last one, we are going to have the big machlek, is the kida. Kida, the right away, the Gaon say kida, ktsia, el kotz. We have the kost. Kosht, we have. Cannot be the same thing. And it's not the same midot. Well, this is 3, this is 16. So let's see in the Rambam. The Rambam says ktsia. Kida is ktsia. The ena yadua. You have to understand that the Rambam was definitely a doctor. And his brother, Reb David, was going to India and was bringing together with the people making business up to China and coming back products, mostly spices. I don't think he was the one making the trade of slaves. It's called the Rodanian, for the person that wants to write down. It's called the Rodanian. Till the 11th, 12th century, they continued to do this. It was Jews from England and France going till China and coming back. It was taking 3 years. It was in three. So Reb David was doing that. You know that he passed away in a boat. The boat. And after that, the Rambam had to be a doctor. So we know that the Rambam knows exactly the plants. And on Kida, on Ktsia, he said Enayadeh. So here we have a few things that's called cassia bark. Some people present that is the sandal wood. It doesn't have anywhere a strong definition of what it is, so we'll leave it like that. And the data, the Goen, the Rasag, is Elkast. Now, in Shemes, that's the one that are Merumas in the first Samim, Ledat Amalbim, Data Midrash. And Ledat HaGemara, if we learn the twist that Prat Uklal Ufrat, but we'll see. The second one is the Pasuk itself. So the Pasuk itself presents three. The first one is the Nataf. Nataf is something that on the 3rd century, when Adrian Caesar destroyed Eretz Israel, stole the plants from Israel, the Chachamim destroyed the Tzri. It's the Tzri. Nataf is the Tzri. It's called Balsam Gil'adi. Rabbi Professor Yehuda Felix from Elkanah planted three on a raised bed. I went to see. It looks like a cypress. Very strong smell, true. So this is called Nataf. It's Nataf means a sudation, a sterax. It has tears going out without bruising the tree. At a certain time, a little bit like you see in the pine tree here, there is a sudation, there is a crack in the bark, and there is some tears going out. So that's called Nataf. It's Notef. A Notef, Lashon Tzri. The second one is Shchelet. So Nataf, it's called the Oud Balsam, the tree, aromatic tree in Arabic. The Shchelet, we're going to see, it's a big mistake. Shchelet is the Tziporen. Yeah. Atzori, Atziporen in Aramid. So that's the Shchelet. And Shchelet, Asrafativ, generally what we learn from Shchelet, something that look like that with the psalmim, the cloves. But cloves mean what in old English? For the person speaking French, very easy. It's the clou. It's the nails that you plant on a plank of wood. That's not the atzfat. Atzfat is the nails of your hand, is this. So we need, and don't forget, the shchelet is what we learn, that you should be gedule karka, that means it can come also from something else. And the Ramban say clearly, shchelet yoytze hayam. Rashi says it's a root, black root, and it needs to be processed to be yafe with the borit and to be strong with the yain kafrisin. However, we're going to see here what it is. It's the operculum of the murex. I don't know if you have the camera. That's the way it looks. And this is the door closing the seashell of the murex. You know, the people that are a little bit involved with the trellet knows about the purpura and the murex, the seashell. So this is he's closing by night when he's sleeping. He doesn't want nobody to bother him. Close the door of his seashell, and that's called an operculum. Some of them smells very good when you burn them. Some don't. But all of them has to be washed. And the borit and an acid is exactly what you need. So in the yain kafrisin and the borit will be... Again, that will be the da'at that le karka. But definitely it's not this. That has nothing to do with the cloves. It's a mistake in etymology. Then after that, we have chelbona. Sorry? That's a completely mistake. It's the Zanzibar. It's called Zanzibar. Zanzibar has nothing to do with the tzipor. Like I explained. The next one of the three that are presented in the Pasuk is the chelbona. Chelbona, very simple. It's a very simple plant. Everybody knows the cumino, persil, pumpernickel. For the people that like pumpernickel, it's called ombriaceae. It's a plant that the seeds and the flowers are set like an umbrella, and the galbanum is like that. So it's used as a repellent, like I said before. Some people present the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra present that the Ktoiris is to make the ambience in the Beis Hamikdash that it will be pleasant because there is maybe some odors, and also a repellent for flies and stuff like that. So, of course, the Ramban said, no, Chas v'Sholom, it's a mitzvah, it's the ganzer. But what is used for? This is used as a repellent for, we say, bed bugs and other stuff, and it smells very strong. The package is not open, and I don't know if you can smell it. Somebody before said, it's not so bad. Okay, no problem. For me, it's a little bit strong. So, and big people are using it. This is used by, it's a mix of mustard seeds and galbanum and chelbona, and they put it around the feet of the bed during the night to make sure in India. So if you go to India, you can buy galbanium powder. So this is the three that are written in the Pasuk, clearly. Then you have, again, Samim. Samim is three others. Which three others? Anyone? So that, you have a drasha in Perek Dalet, and Sof Perek Dalet, beginning Perek E, in Shir HaShirim, presenting that you have Neradim, Nard, and you have three that are presented. That way is the one that we're going to use. So, in Shir HaShirim, Kfarim im Neradim, Nerd, so the Nardin we're going to see, Karkum, Kanel Kinamon, we have it, Kolat Selevana, we're going to have it soon, the Oalot. So we have three that are Merumazim, and this is the Ktoiris. The Rashi is clearly the Pshat in Perek Dalet, in Perek Hei, that's the Ktoiris. So the Bati Legani Achoti Kala, that's the Beis Hamikdash. I came back to see you. You, my the Yiddish folk, and you have the list of all the besamim in another composition. I didn't use it. Some are using this composition. I use more the Malbim because for the presentation is easier. And you have, so I repeat, Nerd, that we didn't have till now, Nardin, Spike Nard, Karkum, Zafran, and Oalot. So we'll come to it. So the Nerd is, it's here. Sorry. The Nerd's very, where's the, oh, that's it. The Nerd can be lavender. Yeah, lavandera, so the lavender you see outside, French or British, no problem. However, it's not exactly the lavender. It's more from the family of the valerian, and we know exactly what it is, and we have that in Eretz Israel. That is very rare because generally it comes from India. We find roots, and it's called the Nardashti Jamansi, just if you want to know. I tried to get seeds, I couldn't. So this is valerian. The smell is strong. And it doesn't smell, the composition doesn't smell. And that's the Jamansi root from India. And this is the spike knot. So spike, it's exactly the translation shibboleth nail. Spike is shibboleth, like the tail of a fox, or like the pea that we have just below the lower lip. And nard is nail. Nardin was used by all the court of France and England. It's called Nardin, A-N-R-D-I-N. The smell is pretty complex. I don't know if you smell it. Do you smell it? It's pretty strong, but it's a nice, I like it. It's not too bad. See? Some people like this one, some people got the Helbona, you never know. You can later on do it when it does. So this is then the carcum, so the crocus. Carcum is the little etamines of the crocus that now are growing around, the purple onions that are growing around, flowers that are growing around. And they have two or three etamines. Generally they grow in Iran, in Persia, make a lot of business. But here you have some. It's very, very expensive, and it's also very dangerous. Just to remind you, we were speaking about the mor that is, it's used to be territorial. Most of these spices were to be considered, and that's why they were bringing them in the spike root to be aphrodisiac. So, for example, the nardin was used for the ladies, and the price was the price of gold. And that's why all of them, what do I say that? All of them have to be Taor, Kodesh, and Dror. Why? Because all of them were Mezuyafim. When I say all of them, it's till now. You buy frankincense, alava, you have 10% of frankincense. Until now, they are Mezuyafim. It's the thing that you Mezayef the most. Yeah. So we finish with this one. And the Gzia. And the last one, very simple. The last one is very easy to find. There is a big ziuf on it. Yeah, especially from World War II. The Italians already permit in their use to use a false frankincense. Is the Levona Zaka. Zaka that shouldn't be this year. It comes from the Botswana Sakra in Arabia Saudia. It's only from there. There is two other plants that are Botswana Serrata in Ethiopia. And that's generally what you get. For me, I don't have a strong nose. For me, it looks more or less the same. However, when you burn them, the Levona was really like a white pillar, a really smoky white pillar. So. You never know the reaction. I am afraid. I don't say it. I like it, but I don't say it. If you want, after, if we have time, we can burn some. So we have here all the 11. However, there is only 11 samanim in the doctorate. As samanim, yes, and if it's missing on this, it's no good. But we have other things. We have, for example, Kippat HaYarden. Kippat HaYarden, there is three days. If it's amber meaning what? Amber meaning fossilized pine resin, like the amber that the children are chewing to make the teeth. Or amber is the Kippat HaYarden, is the rose canina. That smells good.
Okay.
That's also called Kippat HaYarden. Okipatayanten is simply the amber of the gris amber that is very expensive. That is an excretion of a fish, of a whale, and it comes and it speaks up from the.
Okay.
The borite, it's Saponera. I don't have the plant. I'm sorry, but it's a pretty easy plant that has blue leaves, and the root with the stems, when you batter them with lukewarm water, is used to wash expensive silk until now in Japan. It's called Saponera because there is a soap, and it's a surfactant. You make wet the water. In other words, you make that the water will be able to clean anything. And the Mala Asham is the pyrotechnica. I also don't have it right now. I have it in New York. It's something that is used. How does it work? It's very simple. He burned, but there is a wax in it that doesn't burn right away. You raise, and he burned again when it raised. And that's when he popped, and you go higher and higher and higher. Pyrotechnica, we know what it is, but we don't know when to take the plant, when to use the plant, so we don't know when to harvest the product and how to work it out. But we know the plant. Pyrotechnica is something that is pretty easy. So we have, after that, we need in the Ktoires a certain criteria. One is Memulach. So we say Taor Kodesh, we explain, not Mezuyev, and shouldn't be used for Chazeh Shalom Avodah Zorah or Dvarim of not good. So from the time that we take it. So we cannot just take it like that. It has to be Taor Kodesh. It's the drasha. The drasha can be found in from Menachem Kasher in Torah Shlema. He brings over there all the midrashim. Memulach, there is three times. Memulach is Lashon Melach. To put Melach in it. Salted. Like we say, Melach Zdomit, that is not NaCl, but MgCl. And NaCl will not help. MgCl will help the combustion and will help. It shouldn't cluster. So that Melach, Memulach. Secondly, Memulach is a covenant that the Besomim should be Memulach. Bad Bevad, each one separated has to be crushed and powdered. So the Memulach is powdered, not in flakes, but completely powdered. Dak, Dak, Kemelach. And the third one, Memulach, like Rashi explained, and the Ramban also, is you just twist it and mix it. When you mix them all together, each one has different colors and different texture. You have to make it. When you take it, you cannot see which one is what. It's a complete mix, proper mix, that you cannot retrieve any of this. So, memele, that you need to be very, very thin. And also, memulach, lashon malachim, in the yam, you have to mix very well. That's lashon memulach. Bad bevad, lechoire, is the one that we are saying. Bad bevad, generally we say, the same amount as weight. So let's see. We know the braita, atzori vatzipor and chelbonaval vono, shivim shivim mane, 35 kilos is for the Americans a batamt 5 gallon. Yeah, everybody knows what the batamt, the gherkins that we see by the grocery store. That's a big 5 gallon, that's shivim shivim mane. The next one is shisha asa mane will be 5 liters. Imagine a gallon and a quarter. That will be the shish. Then after that, you go down. Shtem esre will be just a gallon. Tesha will be only 3 liters. And the last one, kosht, will be only 1 liter. So you have more or less the midot in your head. Each one has to be crushed. And separately, because each one is a different consistency when you crush it. And for example, the Ibn Ezra says that rokeach is shrika, is the shrika, because some of them, like the kida, and that's why the ktsia, we don't know what it is extremely difficult to crush. So that's very interesting. It can be a siman, but... And some people say, no, that the kasher leshar kameoid is the shibolet nerd. Happened to be the shibolet nerd that we know is not so difficult. It's the bottom of the lavender, or the bottom of the valerian, or the bottom of the jamastit, nadostachi. It's not so difficult to crush. And but so every time we put on the key down, the kasher, because we don't know what it is. So that will be the bad bevad, that each one has to be crushed, or bad bevad, like we learned in the Dat Rashi, that these four that are clearly enumerated in the pasuk should be shivim shivim mane. We have the malach tomid, the malachan, kipat hayarden, the borit, yain kafrisin. So the borit, yain kafrisin. Some people, some stain it. Some people say no, it was washed out. However, we have other things that are added. Because we try to ask what's going with Dvash. We have a pasuk lot siyoy, but we have Dvash. And we have also Meraglaim. If Meraglaim is uric or uric acid, or a kval for Meretz Yisrael that is sulfuric, and it's true that sulfur is a very good mordant. Mordant is something that bites the smell. When you mix, Maaser Rokeach, the people that know how to mix the parfum, like a little bit for dyeing clothes, you need a mordant, something that holds the smell to release the smell later or earlier, that the smell should be proper. So the Dvash and Meraglaim are excluded, but if not the exclusion, it's at the Pasukum, it's at the covered, it may be included. So again, the Yud Aleph Samanim as a Samanim that Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. The definition will be given in Metz Hashem when we have the Beis Hamikdash. Some of them we do know exactly what it is. If the Dea of Gidule Karka, I just go over very fast, is from only lower plants like Ledat Rashi and Ledat Aravad, so we know that Shchelet is a root and Mor is the Mir, the red Mir, Myrrhe. If it's an animal who comes from Gdilkaka in the sense of a Maser Sheni, so it will be the Mor, the Musk, the Chayamushke, and the Shrelet will be the operculum of the Murex. If any question, I don't know where we're going. If any question, please. Here it's 10 o'clock, so you know I went through.
It's
9 o'clock. If there is any question, please. And if you want, we can. So I cannot mix four together. I'm not going to go into details, but because the Chayav Mita is to go when you go in the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Kohen Gadol. But the Isur on us is even we don't have it. The word Sam. Now it's finished. The word Samim is not specially this one. What we have in the pasuk is what we. Now after that, the Chachamim were. That's what the Gemara is saying. Where Ma'arich, that is the best. That is the best. We have Psukim, so let's make us smarter. So is it the Yud Aleph Samanim is Alachal Mishim Sinai? Which one am Rumazim in the word Samim? So that's why I'm using the Malbim. Let's use the one that are clearly in the Pasuk for the Shemen HaMishram. And let's use the one that clearly enumerate in Shir HaShirim. However, there is place for, and please.
Yeah.